June 11th, 2005. Item number 48.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. On today's show, our guest will be Gary from Podcast Pickle Directory. But before we get into the interview, a couple of quick news and notes. First, I'd like to thank Wichita Rutherford for supplying the intro music. Please check out his podcast at www.5minuteswithwichita.com. Next, on our main site at www.podcast411.com, there is a link for show notes under each interview. Any podcast that we mention in any of the shows, you can find a link to those podcasts in our show notes. Next, we are looking for content for the show. Essentially, I'm looking for 60 seconds to 2 minutes max of material that is news, tips, or product reviews relating to podcasting. So if you would like to contribute to the show, kind of be our roving reporter or foreign correspondent, whatever you want to call it, please send an email to rob@podcast411.com. In the subject, put contribute. Plus, any podcast meetups out there, if you have a meetup announcement, please send them to us, same email address, and I will go ahead and either mention them in the show or put them in our podcast meetup section on our forum board. And speaking of podcast meetups, I am getting ready to run out here to the Kansas City Podcasters Meetup, which we have every second Saturday of the month at 4 o'clock, and that's the Kansas City Podcast Meetup. So anybody in the Kansas City area, if you haven't already checked it out, please go to meetup.com and search for podcasters in the KC area. Sign up, and if we don't see you today, hope to see you next month. Well, that's it for the news and the notes. We're going to go ahead and get right into the interview with Gary from Podcast Pickle. Here we go. Let me say, Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
What was the first podcast you listened to?
Actually, it was Don and Drew, and I still listen to Don and Drew.
And what other podcasts are you listening to at this point, or is that too political a question?
No, I can share what I call my favorites list.
Sure.
Because that's the way we do it on Podcast Pickle. I like Earthcore a lot. I'm kind of hooked on that book. Bitter's Pill, I like that a lot. And I'm really also hooked on Pocket Independent. I guess I like those books.
Okay.
You know, on that podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to have T. Morris on here next week.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
I know when your site first started out, really it was a sports directory, if I remember correctly. You were like the first sports directory.
Right. We started this, I read about podcasting in December in an email I get, a subscription I get from marketing websites. And went right to it, and my daytime job, I guess you could say, is a sporting goods store. So our natural involvement went to sports, and we started sportpodcast.com, and which is a fine built site. And we started working on that middle of December. And then I guess as of March, you know, we had like 50 podcasts on there, and that was pretty much almost everyone in the world that did sports. And so we kind of were getting depressed with the fact that we felt like we had this great directory, but there just weren't any more podcasts to get than the ones we had. So I just said, heck, we're just going to go, as I put it, butt heads ahead with the big guy. Let's do it. And we started Podcast Pickle and on March 12th, I think, which we'd started it to begin with, but had a lot more people on there probably that'd be familiar with us. But yeah, that was our main goal, was we wanted to do sports. We're a sports place.
I went out, told some people I was going to be interviewing, and I said, hey, send me, you have any questions you want me to ask Podcast Pickle? And one of them was, why another podcast directory?
Well,
there's 42 of us now, by the way.
Why not InfoSeek?
I know.
But I mean, where'd that go? I mean, yeah. How come we aren't still all just using Yahoo instead of Google?
I guess a better way to ask the question is, what's the value proposition in Podcast Pickle? What do you guys have to offer the listener?
You know, when we started building our site, we were, you know, basically Sport Podcasts, which is developed in the Podcast Pickle. At the time we started that, we were the first people to that I know of, and I think I'm correct in this, to have a player on our podcast directory. Nobody at that time had a player, and we couldn't believe no one did because it was such an easy thing to add. So now everybody's got a player. I'm not saying it's because of us, but sometimes other people need to do things for other people to catch up with them, you know. So, I mean, I think that player's a pretty good thing. We're the only podcast directory right now now that has a video player. I don't think there are a lot of them, but that's something that's coming up. I think video podcasts are going to be a big part of this before the year's over. We rank our podcasts by rating systems. I think that's a big thing. A lot of people at work want to know before they start playing on a podcast if it's X-rated or G. So we've, I guess, tried to add features that would make us worthy of being one of the 42 directories that float to the top, where I think we've kind of gone around and we've actually added features to ours to make us worthy of being one of the top directories. As to whether we are or not, that's a different story, but we sure are working hard at it.
One thing I have to say is when your directory first came out, I edited, I have a directory of directories. And I added it in, and my comment was podcast directory, but with the ugliest logo. Your original pickle was so ugly. And you had a link for T-shirts with it on there. So that cracked my wife up really bad. I much approve of your current pickle. He looks cool.
But you know, we sold some of those T-shirts.
Oh, you did pickles. Not. You,
yes,
oh,
we did.
Oh, God, those were
and,
ugly.
And actually, we sold more old pickles than we have. Well, we don't have a new pickle one up, but then we that was kind of surprising to me because that was ugly. We made that in-house. And we were, you know, and everybody complained about the pickle. Oh, that was an ugly pickle. You're right. I think I had two directories that said, has an ugly pickle for a mascot.
Yeah, mine was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, But
I have to say to you, we were on a thread about a month ago where someone was saying that I had the only website with a mascot, and you've really got the one that really makes the most sense. That is a podcaster, isn't it?
Yeah, mine is a little pea pod with a fishing cast.
Fishing pole.
He's a podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've got a mascot, too, so I know there's at least two of us.
And that mascot's been around since December. My mascot, my wife designed. I thought she did a pretty good job. I think it's a cute little mascot. But you know what? I've sold maybe two T-shirts.
Hey, your mascot made the only sense that you can make out of that word as a mascot would be a podcasting. So yeah, I mean, when I saw it right away, I knew what it was. I thought it was a cute idea.
How many people do you have working on your site? Because you've been adding quite a bit of features. I've been watching and using your site.
So we do something every day, basically. You know, I run a network of 32 websites. That's what I do for a living during the day. So we have five guys that are anywhere from high school kids to college kids that all work part-time for me. And they come in when their hours allow them. And they love working for me, I think, because I work around their school. And they're all very gifted and talented kids when it comes to working on the computer. I mean, in the summer, we have more than normal. We'll have five before the day over. So now that school's out, Podcast Pickle will really grow because I've got 4 to 5 kids working 40 hours a week almost on the site.
Excellent.
So we'll really be growing fast because most of this was going on. The changes people have seen lately were going on while they had to were doing finals and still in school. And the high school kids got out at 3 o'clock. And like I said, they just love it because it works around their schedules.
You have on your site My Favorites, and that seems to be replacing the counterpart at some of the other larger site where it's more of a voting. Am
yes.
I correct in that? That's how you're determining your top 25 is whoever has the most favorites by different registered users?
Right. I don't think there's any really foolproof way to do that. But at least ways on our site, you have to register, you have to log in, and you've actually chosen that to be in your list. I mean, I use mine religiously in the mornings as I come into work. I go to My Favorites list and I look through it to see who's got a new show. I get there about 2 hours before everybody else does, so I like to listen, you know, over the speakers and while I'm working there. I feel from my other websites that I've run, my belief has been, and I don't know if this, I have no scientific facts for this, but the fact that how the phones call and how the sales come in, but I believe 80% of the people who are buying stuff or listening to podcasts are doing it while they're at work, while they're on their boss's computer. And we've tried to design our site for people to use at work. My Favorites list really isn't that much value, I don't think, to anyone who's just plugging in their iPod and jumping in their car, because those are going to get in their iPod anyway.
Right, they're going to use RSS subscriptions.
Right, but the person who's like every day has got their headphones on, sitting at their computer, you know, listening to these shows while they type, it's a real handy tool to be able to just go, okay, I want to go to my shows. I don't want to have to do a search to go to Don's Drew's show or to go to Nate and Die or to go to Skepticality, wherever they're going. They can just go see them, and if they like a show or they hear good things, they can add it and listen to a couple shows and remove it if they don't like the show. I love it personally. I just think it's the greatest thing that we've done to the site. And I've gotten a lot of input in there, a lot of people have got favorites because we've got a list of, I don't know how many it is now, but it grew just as soon as we implemented the list of people who were adding favorites. People were coming in and adding 10 and 20 and 5. And I mean, it's just almost everybody who logs on and signs up starts a favorites list now.
Yeah.
So it is a popular feature.
What is the goal for you for the site?
I have to say, long term, I want to make some money off of it. I am a capitalist. I mean, you know, that's, I'm spending a lot of time and money with people working on it now. I talked to someone who asked me what my plan was, my marketing plan, and I really don't have one as a whole. I like doing it, so that's a big part of it. Is it's not a chore, but the money's going to have to start coming in someday. You know, I just can't keep pouring it out. But I imagine that we'll start getting some ads. You know, that were driving us money. That's probably pretty much our goal. I think we're going to start a podcast next week that's going to be it's going to be the Pickle Man Show, Podcast Pickle Show, and it'll have people's promos on there and explaining new features to the site so people can kind of subscribe to that, and then when a new feature comes out, they'll be able to find out about it instead of having to go look and hope they see it on the site. And maybe we'll get a sponsor for that. But I think my goal is not to really get rich on it, but I do want to break even on it.
Where do you see podcasting going?
Gosh, I just think this is going to be... just huge. I mean, gosh, realize this technology isn't even, I mean, this stuff isn't even a year old. Well, I put it this way. I haven't listened to a radio since January. So, I mean, if the average person is doing like I am, which I doubt the average person is, I might be overboard. But even if they're doing half of what I am, as his audience increases and increases, this is going to be a mega deal. I mean, I think this is going to be huge. And then you get video into it. You know, by the end of the year, I think that video casting is going to get huge. Yeah, this has got nowhere to go but up. And I don't know what the limit is.
When did you add the video player?
We added that last week. And I'm surprised that no video casts have logged up, because I noticed that some of the other ones, especially the biggest one, they have 20 of them listed. But when you click on play... it doesn't play because it's trying to play audio. And I'm surprised none of them have come over and listed their cast, because ours, I do know that our player decides, you know, whether it's an audio or video cast, and it brings up the proper player. You know, if it's an audio, it brings up our audio player. If it's a video, it brings up the video player.
Right. And you heard with the interview I had with Adam, and if you listen to the interview with Adam, I asked him how he defines podcasting, and it's not, you know, he said it's different today than what he would have described it 6 months ago.
And he's saying, basically, backing up what I'm saying, a lot of people are listening to it on their computers.
Yep.
So, I mean, and that's exactly what our site was designed for, was for people to sit home and listen on their computers. You know, and we have added one-click subscription for iPod or X, you know, so you just click on it, and it comes on if you got version 3.0. of iPod or X, it goes straight into there. But besides that, that's the only thing we've really done that's been for downloading or iPods or anything like that. You know, the rest of it has been done for the listener at work. You know, because that's our target audience, is the guy sitting at a desk. I mean, that really is. That's who we're going after, the guy sitting at a desk whose boss doesn't care if he has headphones on, and as long as he gets his work done and he can sit there and work and be somewhere else having a good time while he's working, which I think is a very viable audience.
If you're a podcaster out there, why should they come over and register at your site?
Well, if you don't think any of the things we have so far, like the favorites list, you know, we have weekly contests. You know, our site, you know, I've been saying how it's really designed to help the person listening at work, but I really think our site gives more visibility to podcasters than any other site out there. And the reason I say that is we have a favorites list, so if someone likes you, they will add you and know how to get you next time. We have 3 weekly contests on the front page, the feature of podcast, you know, that you can enter. Yeah, they all promote us somehow, but you're getting promoted back for a week of being on our front page. We have a place for you to put your promo. So if someone comes to your cast page on our site and they see it and they just want to hear something real quick, you can grab their attention with your promo. When you enter your podcast, you don't have to wait for us to approve it for up to 2 to 3 days. It is automatically approved and lists automatically. That all happens by itself. And then we monitor them. If there's something wrong, we would remove it. Then we have the audio player, which if you haven't used our... Have you used our audio player?
Yes.
I mean, that thing, you can search our whole website on the player and find all the podcasts. I mean, that's a thing by itself to have. You know, we have a ranking system where people can rank you 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars. We list every podcast on there alphabetically. I mean, these are all things that help you get seen. We have everyone listed by rating system. So if someone says, I want to look at all the X-rated podcasts, they can go look at all the X-rated. Or I want to look at all the G-rated. They can look at all the G-rated. We have every one of them listed by language. You can go and do a drop-down menu and look at all the ones that are in French, all the ones that are in Spanish, all the ones that are in English. My question really is, why would you not want to be on a site that offers you that much chance to get visibility? But I think that's a really pretty good question. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be on a site that puts you that many that many ways to get seen? I really do think you have more opportunity to be seen on my directory. And isn't that what you list on a podcast directory for people to see you?
So what can we look forward to coming up on with your site?
Well, here's one of the things that I think is exciting, and we're starting to work on that today, and it may take a little bit longer to get accomplished, but right now on our site, you go to your cast page, and there you can see, you know, your description of your cast and a picture and your episodes or streams, and it has all your information there. But we're going to try to make those more of your web pages. I notice a lot of people who fill out their information on my site, they put down their web page, you know, because we give you a link to your web page. They'll put feed burner page. They don't have a web page. I mean, they really don't have a web page, I guess, is why they put that, or they would put their web page. So we're going to remove on the cast pages. We're redesigning the pages of the cast themselves, and we're removing the big pickle at the top and everything. And that will be people's photograph that they've uploaded, their title, their podcast, their description. So we're going to try to make the cast pages themselves like individual website pages for the podcasters. So nice. That if you're going to somebody, hey, you can go check out my podcast, well, you could actually even, you know, get a domain and point it at it for $9 a year. And you could use that as your website page for your podcast, which would be a heck of a lot cheaper than getting a website and pointing it to it, because you could upload pictures. We can't decide whether we're going to have one picture or let them upload three pictures. But all this is being worked out according to how it fits on the page. But the cast pages are getting ready to become individual website pages, which is why we've been making people log in from the get-go, because some people will want to use these services. And that's what I think is getting ready to happen. Real exciting for us is now people whose website pages, you don't have that much information on that as your website page, you know, where ours will offer truly pretty much your own little website page, because 90% of the information on there is going to be your information.
Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to cover?
I think we've covered most of the bases, but the one thing I do want to tell is many of the things that we've added, the features we've added to our site, are suggestions that people have made. Like my favorites, Evo, you know, from Sci-Fi made for me. Yeah, he said, hey, I want this feature, and we made it. So if there's anything anyone wishes that a podcast directory had, if they email it to us and we think it's viable, we're going to add it. So that would be my one thing I'd want to say is, if you have ideas for improvements, we are very open to them. And matter of fact, we use them.
Where can people find your website?
Podcastpickle.com. And you can even misspell it, and we'll still get to it.
You mean you can do it L-E or E-L?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people spell it E-L. Mm-hmm. Whenever I buy a domain, I buy all the combinations, misspelled and with S's. Mm-hmm. That's just part of my marketing plan. And, you know, I figure with as many people as the world that are on the internet, if 2% of them misspell a word, that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you say pickle, you don't say pickly.
Right. A lot of people spell it that way. I think we had over 1,000 people this month that so far that have spelt it wrong.
I was one of them. I'm sure. I can't spell worth a darn. Gary, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having us. I've really enjoyed talking to you and getting to meet you.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Gary from the Podcast Pickle Directory and podcast, which he has just now launched. Gary, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Really appreciate talking to you and finding out the services you guys have to offer over on Podcast Pickle. Mentioned in the last podcast, I am very booked up on interviews. Matter of fact, I'm in the midst of recording 10 interviews in a 7-day period. But what I am looking for still is promos. So if you have a promo, please send your promos to podcast411@gmail.com. That's podcast411@gmail.com. Love to hear your promos and get them on at the end of the show. Speaking of which, at the end of today's show, we'll be playing a promo from the UAB Tech Guy, so stick around to hear that promo. Coming up on the next show, we're proud to have T. Morris from Moravi, the podcast, which is a Podu novel, so make sure you download in for the next one. No other real news and notes to mention at the end here, other than to say, as always, this is Rob from Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different.
Hey, this is Daniel, your UAB Tech Guy.
He can fix anything. He can fix a computer with a hairpin and a piece of duct tape.
Even his time-sweeping abilities can't bring Techie V back.
Join me as we explore life, the universe, and everything tech, and some things that aren't.
And there's no aspect, no facet, no moment of life that can't be improved with pizza.
And you can visit the website at uabtechguy.com.